You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is our weekly feature called On the Ground IPSY. I'm Lisa Berry, joined by On the Ground IPSY project manager, Sarah Rigg, giving voice to this week's online concentrate media story. And what's it about this week, Sarah?
I wrote about a new program. It's a pilot program at Washtenaw Community College that focuses on businesses in the 48198 and 48197 zip codes, businesses that have already been established for at least a few years, but we're having a rough time with COVID. And it's a program that includes education and a grant and peer support and more. And it's called Renew Your Business. And I brought with me Julie Palmer, who is a local businesswoman who is taking the Renew course, to talk about her experience with this.
Hi, Julie. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here with you.
What is your business?
I own Gem Events, and I have a great pleasure of planning events for clients and also producing events for the community.
So this was set up strictly due to COVID, this whole program?
Originally, they'd been at WCC's Entrepreneurship Center. They had been planning on doing some kind of mini grant program to small businesses anyway, but then when COVID hit, they sort of reconfigured it and thought, you know, maybe people are going to need more than just a small loan. They're going to need the educational component and the peer support component. So it expanded beyond what they had originally envisioned.
Did you reach out, Julie, because of COVID?
Yes, I'd been paying attention to communications coming through Spark East and the Small Business Association through the state. And when this opportunity appeared, I knew I had to apply. It sounded like something that I could really benefit from. And when I got the phone call from Kristen at WCC, I can tell you I was just so thrilled and so grateful. It's been an incredible program so far.
What has the impact of COVID been on your business?
Well, I knew going into the beginning of 2020 that it was going to be my biggest year yet. I am almost at the 5-year point, and through a lot of early work and a lot of hustle, I felt like my results were going to really start paying off. And then, and I've had to calculate it multiple times, 83.7% of my expected revenue just completely disappeared. And for a while, I had absolutely zero revenue coming in.
So you needed some help, and you were aware of this program. And what benefits have you received from it?
What I love about it, and I think that our instructor, Christiane, really coined it well. She said, we're taking you back to the basics so you can find new inspiration and discover new ways to serve clients, either through new products or new services, and even a new way to look at our potential customers. And I've really enjoyed it because it really is the basics of what one needs to start a business or run a business. And I have benefited from new inspiration and new ideas that have occurred simply because I'm in the program with everyone. And it's been a real delight.
How do you get those ideas? Do you all meet together, or how are they communicated to you?
We meet every Monday for 2.5 hours in the evening, and we're going through a course book, and it's how we describe our business, what our brand message is. We talk about who our ideal customer is and how we are best able to serve that customer's needs. And especially with COVID, we're exploring different case studies and looking at how those could even inspire us to position ourselves to think of something new and something different. And for me, I can say one specific example is going from live events where a lot of people gather, right, to creating virtual events where potentially even more people can gather, and it's still possible to have a pretty cool experience even though it's virtual.
I was going to say, is that working?
It's starting to, yes. I can tell you, I was actually hesitant for a while, partly because of my passion for what I see as really possible for experiences when people are gathered together. But I also experienced, as soon as I said, you know what, I'm going to embrace this, I'm going to go virtual, that new ideas showed up that may not have ever appeared before. And I'm excited about the new possibilities because of that.
Renew Your Business also comes with a bit of a small business grant.
It sure does. And I'm grateful.
Sarah, who else did you talk to in putting this story together?
So I talked to Kristen Gapsky, who's the director of the Entrepreneurship Center, just kind of about how the idea came about and how it morphed during COVID to include extra parks beyond the grant. And I also talked to another participant, Celeste Green. She has run the business Spanish for Kids for a really long time and was really missing that in-person interaction with children. She contracts with school systems to teach Spanish at the grade school level, elementary school level. And she likes to do cooking demos and bring lots of energy and excitement and movement to the classes, and kind of had to reimagine how that would look with virtual schooling, and went out of her way to make some really cool videos to engage with kids as part of the inspiration she took away from Renew Your Business.
Is this Renew Your Business program targeting certain types of business owners in the IPSI area?
Yes, it's specifically targeting veterans, women-owned businesses, and businesses owned by people of color.
How long do you think, Julie, that you will stay with the program?
Well, I'm committed to completing the 10-week course, and there are several things planned for our group to continue to connect with each other at a peer level after that. And as I've experienced since launching my own business, when we as business owners meet and connect and network, sometimes we create long-term friendships and collaboration opportunities. So I don't truly see an end to this. I just see it as a new beginning that I'm excited to see how it may play out over the next few years even.
So it sort of turned into a networking program for you, it sounds like.
Indeed, it has. In fact, even before the planned peer meetups that will happen, we as individuals have started just organically connecting and scheduling one-on-one connection times and even looking at potential collaborations already. And I've loved watching that organic process unfold.
Do you look forward to planning in-person events again someday soon, hopefully?
Oh, I absolutely do. In fact, I've added a whole new retreat service to my business portfolio. And I know as soon as the world opens back up and we can travel, I've got some really extraordinary things planned.
So it sounds like you highly recommend this program.
Absolutely. And the people who have created it and who run it, they are really inspiring individuals. And I truly feel honored that I get to be in the same space and learn from them and grow with them.
In putting this story together, Sarah Rigg, did you see the results and share that impact in what we'll be reading online this week?
Sure. They're not quite halfway through the 10-week online course, virtual course, but they're already seeing some results. As Julie mentioned, they're bouncing ideas off each other, and they're just kind of connecting as human beings. They're telling me about, people bring, their daily problems to the group. I broke a bone, or some of my family friends are in trouble, and people are reaching out and offering resources to them.
Sarah Rigg from On the Ground IPSI, Julie Palmer, thank you both for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you so much, Lisa.